Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Now at 4:30, 50 million people will travel by road or by air for Thanksgiving, and many of them are leaving today.
We have team coverage this morning of the best and worst times to hit the road and what you need to know now if you plan to pass through RDU.
When you open the door, whoo, it's going to hit you. It is cold out there. Our temperatures are mostly in the 20s this morning, still holding on to 30 in Fayetteville, but I'll show you how much farther temperatures will fall this morning coming up.
This first planetary defense test to intentionally crash into an asteroid.
And just after one this morning, NASA successfully launched a rocket headed for an asteroid. Why, it'll be a while before we know if the mission that could prove to save our lives is a success. Sounds like something out of the movies, but so cool. Trying to redirect an asteroid, everybody. Good morning. It is the day before Thanksgiving. We're glad you're with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, Thanksgiving Eve here, and a chilly one as well. We should be a little bit used to this. It's been this way this week so far. Elizabeth Gardner and the WRL Severe Weather Center. Not going to last so long, though.
You know, it's really going to be a nice day for tomorrow for Thanksgiving, but our mornings are going to stay chilly. It's 27 right now at RDU. Here's the nice thing. Our winds are calm, so we don't have any wind chill to deal with this morning, which is nice. Yesterday, there was just a little hint of a wind making it feel a little colder than it really is. Our wind speeds, as you can see right now, are almost zero, so that's definitely good news. We take a look at temperatures across our area. So looking at those temperatures in the 20s right now, we're going to see 20s for quite some time. We get to 8 o'clock this morning, and we're looking at about 30 degrees. And then finally, by lunchtime, we climb to 47 and then into the low 50s this afternoon. So today stays fairly chilly like yesterday. But overnight, our winds shift to southerly, and that's going to bump up our temperatures nicely for Thanksgiving. I'll show you the specific forecast hour by hour coming up.
And I'm Micaiah Thurman here in the WREL Live Center following some breaking news. A tractor trailer crashing on I-540 eastbound. This is right near the Glenwood Avenue exit. Right now, two lanes are blocked. They're trying to move it. Want to give you the latest update. This is from our WREL Live Cam network. You can see that tractor trailer there in the corner. It has turned sideways, so it's showing just what a mess they'll have to clean up. Because everyone is okay, we are hoping things will move fast, but this tweet came in from Raleigh police within the past 15 minutes. We've got the breaking news tracker headed to the scene. Brian Schrader will have an update coming up in 20 minutes in the traffic center.
Micaiah, thanks. AAA considers today the official start of the Thanksgiving travel period. If you're driving, prepare for heavy traffic. And if you're flying, expect long lines at airports. WRAL's Nia Harding kicks off our team coverage live at RDU this morning on one of the busiest travel days of the year. Nia.
Yeah, the countdown is on, Renee. We are less than 24 hours away from Thanksgiving. And you can see a lot of people are heading out, ready to catch those early morning flights. You're taking a look right now at the TSA line here at RDU, and you can see how long this line stretches right now going to the back of the airport here. People getting here really early this morning, we noticed. And as you can look at the board here, we can tell that things seem to be moving on time. Now, this is not your normal type of day, especially when we talk pandemic, you know, when we were seeing hardly anyone here. Well, RDU expects more than 230,000 travelers this week. Air travel as a whole has seen growth. It's increased more than 10% since last year, AAA says. It's almost pre-pandemic levels. Now, this morning, we're going to be monitoring the wait times here at the airport. We're also going to be monitoring the flights that are leaving the airport to make sure you're up to date before you head here. The best advice I really have for those who are traveling today is to make sure to plan ahead by leaving as early as possible, because not only will you have to deal with all of this, you'll also have to deal with parking. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Wake County.
And if you are leaving for a road trip today, AAA says you'll want to leave early. The worst time to travel on the roads today is estimated to be between noon and 8 p.m. AAA says you should leave after 9 p.m. if you can. As for the rest of the weekend, experts say leaving before noon is best. The WRL fuel tracker lists the latest prices for gas stations around the Triangle and across the country as you set out for Thanksgiving. Bring the WRL News app with you and search fuel before you fill up.
Whether you're traveling or staying home to host dinner tomorrow, there's something to consider doing today. WRL's Casey Cunningham is live in Raleigh. Casey, you spoke with a local doctor who is strongly encouraging at-home COVID testing.
Good morning. Yes, doctors are recommending grabbing one of these tests. You can do it at home pretty quickly. Results take just 15 minutes, and they recommend doing it the day of Thanksgiving before you gather with your friends and family. You can also get them right over here at Walgreens or at CVS. We did a price check for you as well. Let me show you this on your screen. You can see they're both about the same price at $23.99. The results take 15 minutes. You can swab your nose yourself, and doctors say they're not as accurate as the PCR test, but they will test for a high viral load, which has been really frequent with Delta cases.
If everyone's vaccinated, if everyone's boosted, I would still test them. I would use a rapid test the day of the dinner. So if it's going to be Thursday, you do a Thursday. If you're going to do something Friday, you do a Friday. That's the idea. I would test them the day of. That's what we're doing at my house, and I think that's a smart way to do it. And I think those rapid tests over the counter from the pharmacies, yeah, bring them with you. Pack them.
Yeah, something to add to your packing list. We've also checked the different locations around the Triangle, both CVS and Walgreens. Looks like they're in stock at most locations. We'll put a link on WRL.com so you can check the closest Walgreens or CVS near you. Casey Cunningham, WRL News. We're live in Raleigh.
Thanks, Casey. More charges are pending against a man charged with driving through a Wisconsin Christmas parade as the death toll rises. Waukesha County District Attorney plans to file a sixth homicide charge against Daryl Brooks Jr. She says Brooks plowed into that parade to escape the scene of a domestic disturbance and wanted to hurt as many people as possible. An 8-year-old boy is now among those killed. The judge overseeing Brooks' case was left almost speechless.
The nature of this offense is shocking, and I've not seen anything like this in my very long career.
Brooks faces mandatory life sentence if convicted and is being held on a $5 million bail. 13 people are still in the hospital from the parade. 6 of them are in critical condition.
New this morning, a spacecraft is on a mission through space right now in a test that could save the lives of people on Earth.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And liftoff.
A small spacecraft was launched into space just before 1:30 this morning. It is the first test of NASA's planetary defense mission. It will crash into an asteroid on purpose to redirect it. That collision won't happen until next September, but scientists hoping it will be enough to change the course of the asteroid so that it won't hit here on Earth and save millions of lives.
That's a road trip, huh? 10 months to just get there before you get to crash into it.
We'll have to see what happens.
Exactly. Can't wait. Coming up next, Publix putting a limit on what you can buy in stores ahead of Thanksgiving. The items that are running in short supply.
Plus, East Carolina University is taking new action against a fraternity under investigation, the suspension that organization will face, and why students are calling for a much harsher punishment.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:40, and yeah, it's cold out there in Durham. It is 27. Goldsboro is 27, and they lit their Christmas lights there downtown. Looks so beautiful. Sanford's checking in at 22 right now, and there's certainly the potential for some folks to see temperatures in the upper teens this morning. So it's a chilly one out there. Let's take a look. Obviously, when you open the door, that cold air is going to hit you. You're going to want to bundle up if you have to head out this morning, and some of us do. I mean, you know, for one, you got to walk the dog, right? So, you know, it's going to be hats and gloves, you know, walking out the door, the big puffy coat to walk the dog. We will warm up into the low 50s this afternoon. It's not a lot warmer than it was yesterday, but we will see, you know, at least a bit of a milder afternoon and a much warmer day tomorrow. I'll show you the change in the pattern that should bring us a pretty pleasant Thanksgiving day.
Thanks, Elizabeth. This morning, police officers are poring over social media to stop organized retail thefts before they happen. A Nordstrom store in Los Angeles became the latest target for a coordinated smash-and-grab burglary. A group of people traveling in several cars used a sledgehammer to smash the front doors of the windows of the store after it closed. This is one of a string of these incidents happening across the country.
4:42 is the time right now. The NFL is working to make football safer at all levels of the game.
We'd all like to see our players on the field than on the sideline, right?
Coming up, a study happening right now at UNC that could change how the game is played.
And a high-profile trial on pause after 3 months in court. The warning a judge has for the jury that will decide the fate of Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes.
Welcome back. 4:45, the time right now on your Wednesday morning. An update this morning, East Carolina University is suspending a fraternity for the next month after calls to ban the organization from campus. Theta Chi will be suspended for the next month while an investigation into reported drinking, tampering, and sexual assault at the fraternity house continues. Last week, the Student Government Association asked the university to suspend Theta Chi for the next 100 years. Doctors are urging people to get vaccinated and tested for COVID before gathering with families over the holidays. Right now, 57% of people ages 5 and up are fully vaccinated. More than 100,000 kids between the ages of 5 and 11 have gotten at least their first dose. Overall, 56% of the state is fully vaccinated.
And going into the holiday, here are the top coronavirus headlines across the country. Even with vaccines and a month left in 2021, the U.S. has lost more lives to COVID this year than in 2020. As of this week, more than 386,000 people have died after contracting the virus. The federal government is handing out $7.5 billion to rural health care providers, and the CDC is working to correct state vaccination data. In the largest revision yet, the agency says 1 million more people were vaccinated in Pennsylvania than was previously reported. Soon, tourists will be able to visit New Zealand for the first time since early 2020. The country will begin rolling out its reopening plan in January. By April, tourists from all countries except those deemed high risk will be allowed into the country. They must be fully vaccinated. There are still portions of New Zealand under lockdown, but those restrictions are due to be lifted next week.
The jury who will decide the fate of Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes will have to refrain from talking about the high-profile trial over Thanksgiving. The judge specifically asked jurors to not talk about the fraud case with family or friends over the weekend. Holmes is accused of lying about revolutionary medical technology to get millions of dollars in investments. In her third day of testimony, Holmes admitted to doctoring lab reports by adding lab logos from companies like Pfizer. The trial will pick back up again next week.
You have just one day to get your Thanksgiving shopping done, and Publix is putting a limit on what you can buy. The company says it's because of supply chain issues and increasing demand during the holidays. Customers will be limited to two of certain items. We're talking canned cranberry sauce, gravy, refrigerated snacks, even toilet paper. No word on how long these limits will last.
The NFL is teaming up with UNC Chapel Hill on research to make football safer. This isn't your average mouth guard here you're looking at. It's a high-tech version capable of collecting important data when a football player is tackled on the field. This device is being used among four university football programs, including UNC. It's part of a partnership with the NFL to track how hard and fast a player is hit, among other things. The goal is to use that data to improve the game to be safer at all levels of the sport.
It will allow us to innovate, not only studying head impact biomechanics in football, but we believe here at UNC that these technologies can permeate into other sports.
Dr. Jason Mihalik with UNC is leading this research there and says the data could have a use outside sports, including in the military. It's not Thanksgiving without football, right? Here's your Thanksgiving football lineup on WREL and Fox 50. The Detroit Lions host the Chicago Bears. That kickoff's 12:30 on Fox 50. Later on in the evening, the Buffalo Bills are on the road against the New Orleans Saints. You can catch that game here on WREL. Kickoff is at 8:20 p.m.
And Goldsboro is glittery this morning. They already have their holiday lights up there in downtown. So pretty. Already we are in the holiday stretch, Elizabeth, and tomorrow looks really nice.
It does look nice. And I know a lot of people on Thanksgiving, or at least this coming weekend, get their holiday decorations out. And it's going to look fine. Friday's the day that we're watching. It's going to bring us some rain that could affect your travel plans or your shopping plans. But Thanksgiving Day tomorrow, looking really nice with sunshine and highs climbing back into the 60s. Behind Friday's front, it'll be cooler with highs back in the 50s, but we should be nice and dry. We take a look, a beautiful look at downtown Raleigh, of course, the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences, all aglow there with the globe. Right now it is 27 at RDU, their dew point of 21. The significance of the dew point is that the temperature never falls below the dew point. So right now we could have temperatures dropping this far. That's not likely to happen. We'll likely see our temperatures dropping a bit more. As we get into the 6 and 7 o'clock hours, we could drop it back down into, say, 26, maybe 25 degrees, and then we'll start to climb as we get into, say, 9, 10 o'clock. We will finally make it up above freezing. Right now, it is 21 in Roxboro, 23 in South Hill. It is 25 in Goldsboro, 30 in Fayetteville, and 23 in Southern Pines. But, of course, right now, it is 450, and we could see the coldest temperatures in the 7 o'clock hour. So we have a little bit more time for these temperatures to drop. High pressure will keep things nice and dry for us, but we're already seeing some cloud cover that's back to the west. That's not really going to have a big impact on us. We'll see partly cloudy skies for tomorrow, and then a cold front will come through to bring us some rain for Friday. With that front, we're going to see some ups and downs with our temperature. We're going to warm things up as this high slides eastward. High pressure systems rotate clockwise, so we get a little push of some warm air coming in just in time for Thursday. But look at this big cold air mass here. This white line is actually the freezing line, and so we get back down below freezing for our morning lows and pretty chilly afternoons too once we get into Saturday and Sunday in particular. But Thanksgiving looks fine. We're going to see 52 today with sunshine. We'll see 29 tomorrow morning, but 62 for the high. And then some showers early Friday, and then temperatures climbing back into the mid-50s during the afternoon. So here's a look at our Thanksgiving planner. 55 at lunchtime, 59 at 2 o'clock. We'll hit the 60s in the afternoon, and then 50s during the evening. Nights of lights on Friday. We're going to see the rain first part of the day. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to go through that hour by hour so that you can plan your shopping around that rain for tomorrow. But Nights of Lights looks fine. It is a rain or shine event, but it doesn't look like it will be raining. It looks like the rain will all be out of here by then. And then a decent weekend. Our highs both days, Saturday and Sunday, will be in the 50s. Hanukkah starts on Sunday evening.
Thanks, Elizabeth. A former Durham Bulls star celebrating a new contract this Thanksgiving. How much money Wander Franco will earn in a record-breaking contract with the Tampa Bay Rays.
Plus, extra reinforcements were needed to escort an overnight intruder out of a Tennessee school. But the school staff didn't mind how this deer broke into a classroom overnight. There's a new student in class at this Tennessee elementary school. Take a look. A buck crashed through an emergency exit and then got stuck inside. He spent the entire night there until wildfire officers could help him out. At least there are a lot of arts and crafts for him. The buck knocked over a few tables and chairs, but not injured. He was lured outside the building before running back into the woods.
Get ready for some popular Thanksgiving Day traditions on WREL. First up, it's the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and then a little bit later, it's the National Dog Show. Mark Barger has a preview of the dog show.
Time to get up close and personal with pooches again. John O'Hurley and David Fry hosting the 20th anniversary of the National Dog Show.
When we began back in 2002, we were lucky enough to have 19 million people surprise us and watch our first show. Today, we expect audiences of up to 30 million watching the show.
A pandemic-impacted event last year saw cardboard cutouts completely replace fans, and even the host worked remotely. This year, the human herd still thinned a bit, but more than 200 dog breeds will be taking part, including the newest, the Beaver Terrier.
Looks a little bit like a Yorkie, except it's got white in it. It's a little bit larger than a Yorkie, but not much. Sweet little dogs. I'm surprised it took them so long to get to the party.
And it is indeed a party. Ideal specimens strutting their stuff and trying to charm the judges, as did last year's winner, a Scottish deerhound named Claire.
They also have to have a bit of charisma and personality, if you will, in the ring. It's a dog show, and you got to show.
Can you win?
Getting an up-close look at the backstage preparation, O'Hurley's 14-year-old son, William.
I'll remember what I've always told you. If you pick through all of this hair and you find only one eye, you've got the wrong end of the dog.
And even after watching these regal canines, Fry has a suggestion for the nation's more than 60 million dog owners.
When it's all over, lean over, hug your dog, and say, you're my best in show dog.
No judging needed for that. Mark Barger, NBC News.
Best friends out there. That's great stuff. Just a reminder, the Macy's Parade starts at 9 a.m., followed by the National Dog Show at noon. That is all on Thanksgiving Day on WRAL. Former Durham Bulls standout Wander Franco has agreed to a record-breaking contract that could earn him more than $200 million. Franco started last season with the Bulls. Didn't take long for the 20-year-old to get called up to the Tampa Bay Rays, and ESPN is reporting he has agreed to a 12-year contract worth up to $223 million, and $185 million of it will be guaranteed. The deal sets a new record for the biggest contract signed by a player with less than one full year with the team.
That is just mind-boggling. Wow. Good for him. 4:57 now coming up on WRAL at 5. Officers are cracking down on speed in the Triangle ahead of one of the busiest travel days of the year, where you'll spot heightened patrols this morning.